Tuesday morning with the Musers. Time for the Observation Deck. And Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter.
Thank you, Miller Man. Well, I love machines. I love engines. I love world records. This combines all of them. There's a dude who is going to try to set a new land speed record.
Okay.
And his name is Andy Green. He's a British driver. And 20 years ago, he set the land speed record for a diesel-powered car reaching 350 miles per hour.
Wow.
A diesel-powered car. Not known for their horsepower, known for more of their torque, but this guy got it up to 350 miles an hour. Well, he will return to the Bonneville Salt Flats in Utah, which is... we've never found any other place on Earth.
No.
To do this.
It's where they all go.
Yeah. And why is that again?
It's flat.
Perfectly
well,
flat.
Well, obviously it's flat, but is it also the elevation is proper, or does that not matter for these people?
That's probably at about 5,000 feet. Maybe that the thinner air makes it easier.
The thinner air, I thought, meant to you had to use more fuel, though.
I know in cycling it's popular to try to break the hour record at elevation at Mexico City. I think it's 5,000 or 6,000 feet. So there's something to the thinner air.
Hmm.
But that may also be a perfectly flat.
Yeah.
Like, where else can you find that long a runway that perfectly flat?
I don't know. Coming in from DFW Airport looks pretty flat.
Yeah.
So he aims, he's actually an old Air Force pilot, too, for the Royal Air Force. He's trying to not only win another accolade, but to showcase the power of hydrogen as a clean energy alternative, because this vehicle will be a hydrogen-powered car.
Hmm.
It's a 32-foot-long car. It's bright yellow, long and slim. It looks like a pencil. It has two hydrogen internal combustion engines with a combined 1,600 horsepower.
Gosh,
man.
1,600 horsepower. And in targeting the diesel-powered record, he hopes to easily clear the world land speed records for hydrogen internal combustion engines, which is only 185 miles an hour. That's the record right now. So he's hoping to go past that and also surpass the diesel record, which was 350 miles per hour.
Wow.
At what point do these just stop becoming a car and this is just a... it basically is a rocket.
They look like rockets.
Yes.
Just as long as you have the wheels touching the ground, I guess that makes it the land speed record.
Yeah.
Then they just need to be dragging some ornamental wheels down below them and just fly 5 feet off the surface. Now, this article also says that he's reaching supersonic speeds. Oh, it says it will not approach supersonic speeds, but...
it will not.
The weird thing is it says in the title of this is that he... he's the only guy to break the sound barrier. The driver who broke the sound barrier attempts another land speed record in Utah. You can't break the sound barrier in a car.
Does it say he broke it on land? Or did he break the sound barrier on a rocket?
Well, if he
shot toward the sun.
If he broke the sound barrier in a jet for the Air Force, well, that shouldn't count. All those guys break the sound barrier there, right?
But none of them have tried to break a land speed record. So maybe he's the only one.
Okay, that's like saying the only one to collect all the Pokemon cards is now breaking the land speed record. It's like, okay, well, they're unrelated things.
By the way, according to AI speed records, vehicle racing are often set at high elevations because the air is thinner, so the lower air density reduces aerodynamic drag.
Or okay, wind, it reduces resistance. Drag, but then you have to add more fuel to get the right mixture. I guess if you're not running gasoline, you're running hydrogen, then that affects the equation as well.
Or in cycling, you have to use more oxygen to pedal the bike, but you just, what you do is you live there for 2 months and right. acclimate.
Get your blood all red blood celled up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. 1997, he traveled faster than the speed of sound and set the outright land speed record. You want to know what that is? The outright land speed record, regardless of engine type and fuel type.
So he did this on land?
Yes, this is a land speed record.
So what's the speed of sound?
He did break the sound barrier.
760 miles an hour or something?
For some reason, I thought it was in the 800s, but it must be in the 700s because this land speed record is 763 miles an hour.
Okay, yeah.
In a car powered by twin jet engines.
Damn! He went that fast on land.
Yes.
Hit the nose.
You've almost hit that on the tollway before, haven't you?
I almost hit that on the tollway,
wow.
haven't you?
Hey, full speed.
This is one of our greatest humans.
He's 64 years of age, too.
Wow! We got to get this guy a ticket stock.
Yeah.
763 miles an hour.
Wow. Just a hair over Mach 1.
That's incredible.
Well, Mach 1's the sound barrier, right?
Yes.
But yes, he invested $134 million, well, the company that was sponsoring him, $134 million into these cars that he's going to be racing, I guess, today.
That's a lot.
I know it.
To put into a record.
And I think the Bonneville Salt Flats, you know, the tricky part is there's that one intersection with a light. They say that always fouls them up. It's about right in the middle.
Yeah. You just got to hope for a green.
Right. You got to time it right and hope for a green.
That's a real stale green that's been there for a while.
Imagine that. You're at a stale green. You see a Prius coming, 90-degree angle. You're a little bit worried.
I'm going to run it.
Man, I think that takes gigantic gonads to go 760 miles an hour on the ground.
We don't seem to have mishaps with this, at least not that I've heard of, though, do we?
People dying trying to set the land speed record?
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't someone famous die doing that?
I don't know.
James Dean?
No.
I don't think he was trying to set a record.
He was trying to get to a race, though.
Was he?
Yeah, I studied the James Dean accident. Because I wanted to track down the car.
According to AI, yes, several people have died trying to set land speed records.
Oh. That's all it gave you?
Yeah. I mean, over 70 years,
Chris, we all ought to try to set land speed records. It's got one of the lowest lethality rates of any endeavor.
Chris Rashke is the latest in 2025. 60-year-old veteran driver lost control during Speed Week at the Bonneville Salt Flats.
Wait, they have Speed Week?
Yeah.
Is it every week Speed Week?
Where's the slow weeks? Who wants to go out there and drive really slow?
In 2019, Jessie Combs, known as the fastest woman on four wheels, died at the age of 39.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
In Oregon, a desert in Oregon.
Yes.
In a jet-powered car.
I remember when that happened.
So yes, it happens.
Okay.
That rocked the car community. Well, maybe I'll set the land speed record on a scooter, on a modified scooter.
What's that, 40 miles an hour?
Yeah, why don't you show up out there with your scooter and say, okay.
It's so frustrating because scooters, they all overestimate their speed on the speedometer.
Mm-hmm.
Like they always are 10 to 15% off of what you're really going. And that's so cheap. Like, I can't figure out. We have to be able to make accurate speedometers for scooters. But yet, we just, as the industry, just allows this to happen over and over again. Oh, yeah. It'll say you're doing 40, but you're really doing about 35, somewhere in there. Ugh. Drives me crazy. But, yes. Anyway, 763 miles an hour, this guy traveled in a car.
Man. Wow. No, thank you.
In a car. And it says here it was a Miata.
On a rocket.
Bingo.
And he had the top down. So you can imagine the wind buffeting.
Oh, my gosh. You couldn't hear a thing on the radio.
If I had a dollar for every time you've used Miata.
I really, this is the first time I've mentioned that vehicle on the air.
Okay.
And in other, I would say,
Rocket News?
Yeah, Rocket, in the Pro Bowl yesterday, in Rocket News yesterday. The U.S. has an air traffic controller shortage. We all know that. We follow that story. Well, the government is touting that they have made a lot of hires recently. They started a recruiting program in April, and they appealed to computer gamers, saying, hey, look, you've been playing Fortnite and whatever else you got out there.
You have the skills.
Yeah, you got the skills, dog. And they have recruited over 2,000 video gamers to become air traffic controllers.
Man, I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that.
I don't know about this either.
Why?
Well, I don't think
if
they're going
to... They're sitting at their screen, and if they wreck a few planes, they go, okay, I'm gonna start the game over again.
Right.
I want to get this right.
Yeah, they haven't been dealing with real-world consequences.
It said, he posted on X, this is Sean Duffy, our U.S. Secretary of Transportation, said, in April we launched a new campaign to recruit video gamers as air traffic controllers and supercharge the entire hiring process to get the, all caps, best and brightest in faster.
I don't know.
The results are all caps, historic.
All right. Well, they have had a lot of screen time, so that's a lot of the job, so it may make some sense.
So the recruitment video from April showed scenes from games including Fortnite and an American football title. I guess Madden?
I guess.
Generic. And it proclaimed, you've been training for this.
And yeah, but do you think like 3 days into the job?
You deserve to be an air traffic controller.
You think about 3 days into the job, they're going to go, man, this game sucks. This is
yeah.
It's not fun.
Like, hey, man, let's wreck all the planes, see what happens.
High stress.
But, I mean, where else are you going to get pull from? The people who have done this sort of screen time and used to moving objects around and directing things? I mean, what's a better, where else are you going to pull from?
Yeah.
Plumbers?
Why are you attacking plumbers? I think they could do it.
Plumbers are geniuses because that's an industry that'll be around a lot longer than a lot of other ones.
Yep.
Secretary said at the time, to reach the next generation of air traffic controllers, we need to adapt. This campaign's innovative communication style and focus on gaming taps into a growing demographic of young adults who have many of the hard skills it takes to be a successful controller. He talked about their cognitive functions, their multitasking, their strategy, their problem solving.
Okay. I hope it works.
And they had, in their announcement video of this, they had people who had supposedly gotten recruited from the gaming world, and one of them appears on screen, kind of a vitamin deficient looking person, and says, this is my dream career because I think ATC is the coolest thing ever.
Oh, no. This is not going to end well.
Bunch of guys looking like Kip Dynamite. I'm looking into it.
Oh, boy.